Hey everybody, and welcome to Good Luck High Five, episode 453.
That's alright, you're listening to a podcast that's for you if you play Magic the Gathering. Whether you are jamming some Midnight Hunt drafts,
yes,
or you're itching to get your fingers on this new standard format, we are here for you.
I'm one of your hosts, Maria.
I'm another one of your hosts, Megan.
And I've got all the leaves on my side of the table.
Yeah, you really do. You're hoarding the leaves.
I'm going to make a little pile.
Hoarding the leaves.
And jump into them at the end of the episode. It's going to be really cute. So on today's episode, besides me jumping into a pile of leaves,
yeah,
we're going to talk a lot about Midnight Hunt Draft.
Yes, we are. It is, you know, it's ever evolving.
Yes.
It is ever transforming. Like a werewolf.
Oh, very true. Very true.
And it is impossible for me to win.
It is. It's tough out there.
Just like a werewolf.
For a draft format. Like this.
It is.
It's not a simple, straightforward draft format.
I don't remember the last time that I lost this much.
Yeah, it is. It's a little tough. It's a little tough out there.
Yes.
But we come to this conversation for you armed with like what we have to say about the fact that we're having a little trouble with draft and with some data, which I know Magic players, I know one thing.
They love data.
So we're going to analyze some 17 lands data to tell you if you're having trouble in draft two, here is statistically
what you should be doing.
So
whether
or not that helps you or not, I don't know. But
we'll figure it out.
I think that kind of stuff is a good angle of attack when talking about these kinds of things. We've also got a collector booster here, courtesy Wizards Coast. And we're going to crack this and play a little pick, lick, or flick.
That's right.
We haven't played that in a while.
No, we really haven't.
And we've never played it with a fancy collector booster.
No, we haven't. It's going to make things very challenging.
Ooh, I know. Oh, that's a good point. Like, are you picking it for the art or because the card is good?
Exactly. Like, we're just going to have to crack it and find out.
All right. All right. Well, we'll see. Before we start that, let's say thank you to everybody who is a supporter of ours over on patreon.com/GLHFmagic.
Yes. Thank you so much to everyone who supports the show, and especially to the two people keeping us from a second week of sad trombone noises. Those two people are Simon and Antenna Theory.
Ooh, Antenna Theory.
Thank you both. So very, very much. And thank you to everyone who is a patron. It truly means the world to us that you keep this show on its feet for everyone to listen to.
I've got to ask you a question. What do you think Antenna Theory is?
What is Antenna Theory?
What is your theory of antennas?
It's like the theory that like antennas are really just the Earth's, like, you know how insects have antennas?
Yeah.
It's how the Earth is navigating its way around the solar system. If we hadn't built antennas,
if we hadn't invented that,
the Earth would just be going, it wouldn't have an orbit. It would just be going wherever it wanted.
Oh, no.
It wouldn't be able to sense its orbit.
Well, thank you, Antenna Theory, for keeping us from going wibbly wobbly all over space.
Yeah.
In a weird orbit.
It would be bad if we got too close or too far away from the sun.
That's so true.
It really is.
We would fry or we'd become little chili beans.
Yeah.
Not in the hot sense, in the cold sense. Anyway, become a patron.
Wow, that took me a minute to like understand what you were saying.
We've got great bennies. We've got a great Discord. Check it out.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/GLHFmagic. Huge thanks as well to Card Kingdom.
Yeah.
We love them.
Card Kingdom. Every bit as amazing as the fact that this planet sustains habitable light. Like, it's habitable.
So true.
It sustains life. It's wild, isn't it? We just started talking about how if we were a little bit closer or a little bit farther away from the sun,
that would be it.
That would be it.
Sayonara.
Just like we are the perfect distance from the sun, Card Kingdom is the perfect distance from your home to ship you things as fast as is humanly possible.
Wow.
Got there.
Wow, we got there. I didn't think we'd get there, but we got there. And
we
yet,
really got there.
Yet another great slogan for Card Kingdom. That one's free. CardKingdom.com/GLHF.
The perfect distance from the sun.
Get whatever you need in life. Cards, sleeves, deck boxes, you know,
dice.
Boxes of actual cards.
Yeah.
Collector boosties to crack when you play pick, lick, or flick with your friends.
Oh, man.
Now I'm just thinking about that new space telescope that they're trying to shoot into space. That's 100 times more powerful than the Hubble.
That's really cool.
I know. And it's going to unfold itself in space and assemble itself. It's going to be a million miles away from us.
Amazing.
And then hopefully then we'll finally find those aliens that have been listening to our show for years.
Yeah.
But haven't become patrons.
Wow.
So we can
calling
be like,
out the aliens.
Called out.
Well, you don't know how much how much human earth currency they have.
That's so true. That's a good point.
Patreon doesn't yet have an option for non-earth currencies.
They do for other currencies. You can pay in pounds if you want.
That's true.
But you can't pay in alien dollars.
Yeah.
Gleeps, as they call
Gleeps.
Them. On FK9. Yeah.
All right. Shout out to all the aliens on FK9.
Let's talk about Midnight Hunt Draft.
Yeah. Woof. It's been bad for me out there.
All right. Kicking it off with some optimism. Well, I mean, you know, Midnight Hunt's been out now for what, like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And normally at this point in draft format, what would be happening to you?
I would be settling in, right? They wouldn't all be stellar.
Yeah.
But I'd be winning some of them.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And that's kind of how I feel too, because I haven't yet achieved the 7 wins in Premier Draft.
I think that I am hovering at about 50%.
Yeah, it's...
It's
rough.
Which is much, I think, substantially lower than I usually feel at this point in the format.
And I think too, we're dealing with a little bit of whiplash coming from AFR into this format, because
very different.
That was like very corsetti, which was straightforward. Yeah. Pick the good cards, put them in your deck. Yeah. You'll probably win.
This is
not that.
No, it is not that at all.
We have much higher level of synergy required to make your deck accomplish things.
Yep.
And my God, are there a lot of tricks?
Yes, there's so many tricks. And I just feel like, oh man, I don't know what it is, right? I will assemble a deck that I'm like, this deck is great.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is.
I agree.
And then sometimes it isn't.
I should just take pictures of every single deck I make, because I'm like, look at this work of art I have crafted.
It's like that, right? Like when we were looking at my decks last week, where it was like, oh, this is a 7 win deck.
And, like, and zero.
This is a 0 win deck. Same. And they look like the same deck.
Yeah, I had drafted an absolutely beautiful, what is it called? The Roost card that makes the 1-1?
Ominous Roost.
Ominous Roost. A 2 Ominous Roost deck with all disturbed creatures.
Amazing.
Every single one of them.
Great.
Plus removal. And I'm like, how can this deck possibly lose?
How? But well, yeah, how did it lose, Maria?
It did. it lost hard. I don't even know if I got one win. I might have got one. And I was just like shell-shocked, because I'm like, look at what I've created. I just moved the table.
Yeah,
I'm so passionate about my Roost deck that just completely blew it. And so I sat down and I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, great question.
So this is my takeaway.
What hit us?
This is my hypothesis.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you know me, you know I'm not the cleanest player that ever lived, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm instinctual. I'm playing primarily to have a good time. So I'm a little sloppy.
Uh-huh.
Let's put it that way. And in this set, I think it extremely rewards the absolute tightest of play because of what I said earlier, which was all the combat tricks running around and all the excellent cheap removal. Knowing what your opponent could potentially have and the likelihood that they do have it based on play, based on their colors, based on the kind of deck they've constructed is going to give you so much of a boost that I think I'm just not paying attention to that kind of thing. And because I'm not, I'm getting got for it. In lack of a better way.
I would say that this is a format of getting got.
Yeah, getting got. I was killed.
Yes.
Like, I'll be at literally 16.
Yep.
And I'll think, how could I possibly die? Next turn, pass to my opponent. Oh, I've possibly died.
Yep.
Yeah.
It has happened to me many, many times.
I feel like Lunar Frenzy is a card I'm going to just name off the bat.
That was literally the one I was looking for right now.
I was like, I have a feeling Megan's looking for Lunar Frenzy. Yeah, because that gets you out of nowhere.
Infuriating.
Yeah. So this is a 2 and a red.
Yes. Not 2 and a red.
Sorry.
Red, X red.
X red, yeah.
Instant. Target creature you control gets +X/+0 and gains first strike and trample until end of turn.
Yep. Yeah.
Next to it is the other card that I was thinking of. I have been killed by Light Up the Night.
You've been lit up?
I've been lit up big time.
Yeah.
Because this can go to face.
Yes, absolutely it can. This is an X spell again. Just goes to whatever.
And it goes to whatever. I've literally been killed from 8.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll just ding you.
Yeah. Boom. Like, boom, they're boom, just boom. Like, okay, here you go. Light Up the Night, your face. And you're like, okay, Lunar Frenzy.
Yeah.
And it is, I will say, I don't know that I'm a fan of a format that is a getting got format. Like, that has been my experience so far, is that I have not super enjoyed this format, I'll be honest.
Lunar Frenzy to me is like, I kind of feel like it's a little, this is an uncommon. The fact that it also gives trample, I don't know, man.
That's the thing, is that I feel like, right, we were.
But maybe I'm being silly because red's not the greatest color anyway. So they're like, well, it's got to have something.
Exactly. It's got to have something. And what it has is the getcha.
Yeah.
Red is like the color of gotcha.
But that's
a gotcha. Not a great quality.
No.
No. Because I feel like as much as it is maybe shoring up some of the problems that red has, it means that's not by design.
You know?
And it mean I think that it could be by design. They were like, well,
red sucks.
Red sucks. It needs trample.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Like that's the thing. Like red green is bad. Give it trample now. Oof. Now sometimes it will win games. But the thing is that like, right, what we've been talking about is that in some ways this is a synergy-based format.
Yes.
Where I will build a deck that I'm just like the deck that I recently lost to Lunar Frenzy with is a black-white sacrifice deck.
Great.
And it just has it is an awesome deck.
Flesh Takers?
Like,
Creepy Corn Man, as yes. I like to call him.
And it has like so many ways to like exile, like the thing that just like exiles, make a zombie, and then like you can sacrifice it. I have like Ecstatic Awakeners.
Sure.
I have the black white card that exiles a creature if you sack something.
Ask about it, yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, and right, it has that. It has the Survivor one that like it transforms when a creature dies and gets stuff back from the graveyard. It's really cool. And I played, like, we're playing this long game against red green where I have run them out. They are top decking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, and I have 4 castable cards in my graveyard and 3 castable cards in my hand. Right? It's obscene. That's how far, like, you look at this game and you're like, this person is ahead. I'm at like 8 or something.
Yeah.
And I even make as many blocks as I can on their attack and then I get got.
Yeah.
And it's like, why did I bother building this awesome deck?
Oh, that's so sad.
Isn't it? That's what I'm saying. It's like, I feel so, like, this deck is objectively doing what I'm supposed to do in the format.
Right.
And I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do in black white.
That's a great way to put it.
Which is value town.
Yeah.
And like the removal for days. And I still just get got by this thing. And it's like, well, why is that a format?
You know what?
Why did I bother doing something cool?
I think that's a great point to say, hey, if I do the thing that you are telling me to do,
yes,
drafting in your format, well, I shouldn't like just, I don't know, it shouldn't I feel
shouldn't
so bad.
I shouldn't feel, yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
I don't think that I should feel this bad. And if it only happens once, right, you're like, do like, you know what? It
fine.
Happens.
Yeah.
But the problem is that it wasn't the first time in this format.
Hmm.
It wasn't the first time that I have been lit up.
Okay, so
it wasn't the first time that I have been a victim to the frenzy or the Moonrager's slash, right?
My question then is, because there are people who are like known for being good at draft, doing really well at this format.
Yeah.
So my question is, what can we do so that we don't get got more?
Yeah, great question. I mean, I think part of it is just like, if you're playing against someone who's in red, keep your life total high.
Yeah.
Just
as maybe adapt how you play to try and play around this stuff a little bit more.
Like if your deck really is value, maybe you're supposed to chump more.
Yeah.
So that you're not ever taking early damage. You're just like, fine, I have enough value that I can like chump this and then bring it back.
I mean, it really is truly absurd the number of times I've thought I simply cannot die and then I die the next turn. It's a lot. And I'm just like, at some point you're just like, I don't get it.
Yep. Right. And I feel like maybe some part of it is like a fundamental misunderstanding on our part of the format.
Could be.
But we've been playing this game for a long time now.
That is accurate. Do you know what? Are we coming up on 10 years here?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
A decade.
Which is wild.
Of podcasting and playing Magic.
I don't even know what year it is. For a second, you said that and I was like, yes.
I'm pretty sure it's 10.
What year is it? But what year is it right now?
Oh,
it's 2011. 2021.
Did you say it's 2011?
I did just say it's 2011.
Oh, if only we could stop so many things.
What year did we start playing? 2012?
I want to say it was 2012. That's what I've always thought.
Yes, we did start playing in 2012.
So maybe this is year 9.
This is year 9.
Wow.
So I guess I'm also skeptical that 2 players who play a lot of Magic and have been playing for 9 years, if we are both having this experience, both wrong?
I don't know. Well, okay.
I don't know.
Here's the remedy I'm going to take is
Go
like,
ahead.
I'm going to start playing like they always have it. That's what I'm going to do and see what happens.
Yeah.
just as a kind of a science for everybody out there in listener land. And I'll report back on what occurs.
They always have it.
They always have it. They yeah. always have it. And I mean, like, honestly, in this set, it is far more likely for them to, quote, always have it, because always having it is at common
yes.
a lot of times, right? And
yes.
it's really good and it's really cheap.
Yep.
So there you go. So when they I'm like, oh, they won't have it. They have one card
no,
left.
They always have
bloop,
it.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. No, they always have it.
They always have it.
Okay, that's the new motto. They always have it.
They always have it.
Now we're going to talk about some data. Get your data math hats on here from our friends over at 17 Lands. Mm-hmm. We've talked a little bit about last week. We gave you our broad overall thoughts, which remain yeah. true on the format. And here's just some more data points as to what colors, we'll start there, what color pairs have been successful in yeah. Midnight Hunt.
By far the most.
Yep.
Azorius.
Azorius.
59.3% win rate.
Yeah, followed closely by Dimir Blue Black.
Yep.
Which should shock exactly no one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those colors are so deep. The cards are so good
yeah.
that it supports, you know what? Great question that I'm interested in.
Okay.
Finding out at Worlds. Can it support more than like two drafters, which what we normally say at the table?
Great question. I don't know.
All right. Well, I don't we'll find know. Out. Because I think there might be a blue-black fight at Worlds.
Yeah.
That's what
oh,
I think.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Simic is kind of a surprise one for me. I haven't played against many Simic decks.
58.0%.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is the third.
I like Simic a lot. It's just really fun because it's just flashback deck.
Yeah.
Flashback.deck. I've had times when my Simic deck, my hand, which I'm going to put in quotes, in my graveyard was far larger than my hand. That
yes,
was my actual hand.
It is very fun. I do. Like I said earlier, yeah. I was playing a game that was in black white, but I had four castable spells in my graveyard and
so
three
great.
In my hand. And you're like, I'm basic. Like we're 8 turns into this game and I'm basically sitting on an opening 7, right?
Yeah.
And that's like like I'm sitting on 7 spells.
Great. And that's like not to like have a poop on this format. Like that is super cool.
That part is really cool.
We just want to sometimes win with it. Okay, so after Simic, what comes next? What do we have? Celestnia.
Yeah, which is a little surprising.
Green white.
57.7%. But I'm guessing that those are decks that are really enabling Coven.
Coven.
Because Coven is
100%.
Quite good
yes.
when it's happening.
If you're not Covening, your deck is not doing what is
exactly.
it even
if
doing?
If you're in green, like if you're in green white, it needs to be Covening.
It 100%
yes.
needs to be Covening.
What are you and your Coven doing? What are you doing for the Coven? What is your Coven
doing for you? What has your Coven done for you lately?
Exactly.
Has it given you flying and you're a little tutu?
It should be. If it's not, there's a problem.
Is it an 0-4 and it's giving you +5/+5 and trample or something like
Ooh.
That?
+3/+3 and trample. But that card is
I love
very
that card.
Good.
Very good.
I did once have someone just forget to block my creature because they forgot that
oh yeah
because they forgot about that and then I like activated it to kill them and they were
more
like
more than an 0-4
oops. Classic
great,
oops
great use of oops
yeah really good oops
followed by Orzhov mm-hmm. black white followed by Golgari green black and then
let's talk about the real dumps
then we kind of go down the slide
yeah. In the 54% range, we have Rakdos and Boros.
Okay.
Which, King, you can aggro people.
You can.
Right?
I have tried the Rakdos deck a few times because, mm-hmm. obviously, I just love it. And I love the mechanic of, you know, having to have dealt damage to get the vampire benefit.
Yeah.
Which I think is really neat. But, yeah.
It's yeah. I don't know. It's fine.
It's fine.
Exactly. Like, I drafted a vampire's deck that I was like, so there's a lot of great cards. It's
yeah,
fine.
And then it ended up being yeah. just fine.
Is
it doing well? No.
No. The last time I had someone play Is It Against Me? Never.
52
in this format. I literally don't remember the last time that someone played it.
I think you need to really get some good cards to make Is It work. And
you need all those flyer boys.
It's thermal.
The uncommon.
Oh, the feral. Gargoyle. I don't remember
the feral
what it's
big boy.
I'm thinking of and also Thermal Alchemist.
Yes, Thermal Alchemist, obviously.
Yeah, that's
very great.
Oh, you mean the 2/4?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. The uncommon flyer boy, 2/4.
Yes.
He said, "Let me take you higher, boy. I'm gonna get bigger if you cast some spells." Boy, I'm the new Avril Lavigne.
Keep singing this song.
He said, I'm a flyer, boy. I can take you higher, boy. Cast some spells and I'll get bigger. It's not working. It's not working. Canada's canceled me.
So sad. Oh, Canada canceled you. I know. That's a real bummer.
I know. I really liked Canada.
Why can I not find this?
I don't know.
What's wrong with me?
I'm not seeing it.
Do I not know how to use the internet?
It's somewhere on this list.
It's got to be in this list, right?
Oh, there it is.
Skrillex.
What a weird name.
It really is. That's the 3 blue-red for a 2/4 flying.
I would think in a format that is so tempo oriented, mm-hmm. getting advantage on your opponent through tempo, through cheap removal, bounce, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A card like that would be good. But it's just 5 mana.
It's 5 mana. It's so much. Yeah.
I love Thermal Alchemist. It's now an uncommon. And ping, ping, ping. I think it's just like, you do have 5 Thermal Alchemists, then maybe you can make the deck work.
Ping, ping, ping.
But yeah. And then, of course, Dead Last is actually pretty sad, which is Gruul.
Yep. Down here at 51.7.
Which it should have been the headliner deck of the format.
Alas.
Werewolves.
Well, maybe if they keep Lunar Frenzying me into oblivion, they'll get better.
Megan, maybe you just need to do the Lunar Frenzying, you know? Maybe then.
Maybe.
Become
maybe
the
I
monster
do.
You seek to defeat. That's just a look at the color pairs. Yeah. And we can break it down even further now into cards that should pull you, or at least give you the idea that, hey, you're on the right track in this draft.
Yes.
Best performing commons by color.
All right. So in white, Search Party Captain.
Love it.
Love this card. This is a 3 and a white for a 2/2. It costs 1 less for each creature you attacked with. You draw a card.
Beautiful boy.
When it enters the battlefield. What a beautiful friend.
I pay white for it routinely.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. It's amazing. It's glorious. What more do you want?
Lunark Veteran is very good numbers as well. And this is a little 1/1 flyer that when you cast a creature or creature enters the battlefield, you gain a life.
Ooh.
And then Disturbed Version, 1/1 flyer. Mm-hmm. When a creature you control dies, you gain a life.
Perfect. What more are you asking for?
This card does it all. Yeah. Slices, dices, keeps you not dead to a Lunar Frenzy. Which is just going to be
Maria?
The theme of this show.
I did have one of those, so it didn't keep you not dead from Lunar Frenzy. It's fine. Doop, it's fine. Doop, I'm not. Doop. I'm not mad.
But the funniest thing is, this card seems so, like, look overable, if you will. There's probably a better word.
It's a look overable.
Forgettable? Is that the word?
I don't know. Overlookable?
Overlookable, this card.
Yeah.
But in this format, yeah.
Yeah.
This is Dece.
We also have Blessed Defiance.
Yep.
Talking about those combat tricks.
Combat trick.
This is a single white for an instant. Target creature you control gets +2/+0 and gains a lifelink until end of turn. When that creature dies this turn, create a 1/1 white spirit creature token with flying.
So you're going to trade up, hopefully. You're going to gain life so you don't die to Lunar Frenzy. And then you're going to...
Yep.
I won't keep saying it.
I did make die to this once as a trick. My opponent
had two of them.
Cast this, and then Moonrager slashed my face.
Oh my God. That's what I'm
talking
about.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I was at 10.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about.
At 10 and I didn't block their single 3/2 attacking me.
And they're like, well, guess you're dead.
Right. And so now that was at the beginning of the format. So now we are at a place where I am going to always block that 3/2 when it's coming at me.
Yep. Yep.
Just be like, no, thank you.
And this is what goes back to what we said last week, too, which is like, are you getting value for the creature that you play?
Yeah.
Meaning that if you're having to block stupid 3/2 so you don't die from 10, well, hopefully you've got something like a zombie left over or whatever, something to show for
whatever.
Your efforts.
Something to show for it. Do you have something to show for it?
Or are you
it?
Just like, oh, well, I just blocked that and now I don't have anything. Gavinny Trapper is on this list. That's a little 0/2. You pay 2 to tap something down. I've found this card to be highly annoying.
Yeah.
So must mean
wildly
it's good.
Annoying.
And Clarion Cathars, which gives,
gives you a 1/1.
One.
Do you know what? I love that card, especially if you're playing something like black white.
Oh yeah.
Anything where you want to sacrifice it, and you're just like, look at this incidental 1/1. Coven. This gives you 2 different powers.
Yeah, it's great.
It's like, you know, it's great. It is really good. I like it a lot.
Now we're gonna go on to blue, and the first card on blue's list is an all-star.
Yeah.
People have been talking about this left, right, and center organ hoarder.
Yes, this is 3 and a blue for a 3/2 zombie. When it enters the battlefield, look at the top 3 cards of your library, then put one of them into your hand and the rest into your graveyard.
Essentially, if you've built your deck to have any kind of disturb shenanigans, you're drawing two.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that in quotes because you're going to put a disturbed creature into your yard and put whatever you want into your hand.
Great.
This card's amazing. And then it has 3 power, which blocks everything.
Blocks for days.
So there's a note from 17 Lands on Oregon Hoarder read it. It's it has a better win rate than all but the very best uncommons in the set.
Wow. Which is... That's impressive.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
Revenge of the Drowned.
Yep.
This is the 4-mana bounce spell that you get a 2/2 decayed zombie.
Yeah.
At instant speed.
Pretty all right.
So, Megan, maybe you just need to have...
Oh, wait, no. It's not just bounce. It puts it on top or bottom.
Top or bottom.
That's very,
very, very important. Yeah, it sets them back.
I do need more bounce, apparently.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're trying to Lunar Frenzy you. You're like, revenge, boop.
Revenge it.
Bloop.
Revenge it.
Just revenge it. Back into hand. Only drafting blue bounce, mono blue bounce. Let's go. It is a solution. Yeah. Falcon Abomination. That's what I was trying to think of.
Falcon Abomination. So ugly.
It's a very gross. It's
really ugly card. It's an this ugly card lad. Is exceptionally ugly.
Only a mother could love. Truly.
Yeah. This is the 2 and a blue for a 2/2 flyer. Already great, and it makes you a zombie.
Zombie. Yep. Fabulous.
Like, perfect.
Use that zombie as fodder for sacrifice if you're in blue black or whatever.
So good.
Or attack with it once.
Yep. Flip the Switch.
Yeah, this is interesting to me because in a lot of formats, this wouldn't be great.
Yeah, but 2 and a blue for an instant counter target spell unless its controller pays 4. Create a 2/2 black zombie creature token with decayed.
I mean, talk about a tempo swing.
Why not?
Right there.
You get a little 2/2?
Yeah.
It's going to attack?
Their creature's in the yard. Now you have a 2/2? Pretty sweet.
It come to eat.
Startle is another great blue
also
card.
Another surprising one, right?
Yes.
I like that with blue they were just like, I don't know, slap a zombie into it. Like,
stick a zombie on it.
Slap a zombie into it.
Oh, slap a zombie into Startle.
Yes.
Okay.
Into any card, slap a zombie into it.
Well, like value, anyways. This is, we're talking about value. Yes. Like, look at all this value.
1 and a blue for an instant. Target creature gets -2/-0 until end of turn. Create a 2/2 black zombie creature token.
Draw.
Decayed. Draw a card.
Card.
Absolutely. Like so many things. That card does so many things and it's 2 mana. Instant speed.
The last one on this list is Shipwreck Sifters, which I saw somebody draft 5 of
in a deck last night.
Easily took that down.
Yep. 1 and a blue for a 1/2. When it enters the battlefield, draw a card, then discard a card. Whenever you discard a spirit card or a card with disturb, put a +1/+1 counter on it.
If you can get lots of sifters going, pretty sweet.
Sift them.
Sift.
All.
Sift just, them they just all. Sift together sift into a beautiful all. Pie.
Don't mill yourself.
Don't. Yeah. Megan has warned us.
I've been there. I've done it. Twust not fun.
Twust dead.
Twust not.
Next up, we've got black. Yes. And if you had asked us this question last week, we probably would have said Diregraph Horde was the best black common.
It is still quite good.
It's still great.
Let's not, like...
It's still a second.
Let's not go stomping on it because it is quite good.
Yeah. Diregraph Horde, the 3/4 for 5 mana that comes in with 2/2/2 zombies and exiles up to 2 things from your opponent's graveyard or a graveyard.
So much value.
I mean, great. Value. Get out of here, any of your stupid flashback shenanigans.
Yup.
I'm a big dude. But guess who's overtaken Diregraph Horde?
Ecstatic Awakener.
Yeah, you just mentioned this, friend.
Ooh, yes. Single black for a 1/1. 2 and a black. Sacrifice another creature. Draw a card, then transform it. Activate only once each turn. And it turns into Awoken Demon, which is just a 4/4. But it's good. You draw a card.
Yeah, and if you've sacrificed your novice occultist, you've drawn 2 cards.
Yeah, you have.
So
great.
Just saying.
If you've attacked with a decayed zombie, you hit them with the zombie, and then before it decay.
Before he decay. He sacrificed.
Yes.
Same with corpse. Oh my gosh, have you ever gotten corpse cobbled?
Corpse cobbled.
This is the blue-black instant that you sacrifice any number of cards, and you make a zombie. With power and toughness equal to...
Yes, the number of sacrificed creatures.
Is it the power? Or is it the
create an XX blue and black zombie creature token with menace where X is the total power of the sacrificed creatures. Yeah. Yep.
And then flashback for 5. Somebody's corpse cobbled me where they've attacked with all of like 6 of their decayed zombies and cobbled them on their trigger and then made an enormous... Yeah, it was great.
Amazing.
It was great.
Corpse gobble.
Great use of those zombies.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the great suite of black removal, Olivia's midnight ambush, eaten alive, defenestrate, which is a little bit worse than the ambush or eaten alive because you can't hit flyers.
Yep.
And siege zombie.
Yes. Ooh, I love me siege zombie.
Yeah.
You don't got to attack.
No, you just sit there.
You just sit there and people are like, and you're like, do you know what? I don't even need to, like, I don't even need to bother attacking you with all of my decayed creatures. I can just use them to tap and it doesn't even matter.
I like the cards that are like that in this set. So siege zombie is one of them. Mm-hmm. Larder zombie is another.
Yeah, another.
Pickle zombie. Top three to put something into your yard if you want.
That zombie love pickles.
He's just hungry. It's midnight. He just wants a Vlasic.
Yeah.
And the 2/1. I can't remember her name. That you can tap three to tap something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I always forget about that one. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
It's annoyed me. In red, the list is shorter. And how good is it? Neonate's Rush.
Tops it. Which I will say, there are plenty of a one toughness things. Yes. Especially if you're playing against the very good Azorius deck.
Oh, yeah.
So many of those spirits are X1s.
Yeah.
And you're just like, heh.
Yeah, Neonate's Rush is a fun card.
Yeah.
And even better than, has better stats than Moonrager Slash, which is the 3 damage. Interesting.
So many times to my face.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Burn the Accursed, 5 damage, 5 mana.
Yep.
Instant, might as well. It's got to be on the list somewhere.
And Famished Foragers, which I do actually like.
I like that card too.
This is the one that when it ETBs, if an opponent lost life, you add 3 red.
Yeah.
I will say that is quite nice if you're in an aggro deck to be like, here's my 4 drop and another 3 drop.
Yes, exactly. Or then I Moonrager Slash you.
And then, or I Moonrager Slash you.
And then you can pay 2 in a red and discard to drop. Just do a little rummaging.
Yep.
And that's where the red's list ends.
Okay, the end.
Green is also having some trouble here. Eccentric Farmer.
Like what?
Leads the pack by a country mile.
Wow.
And this is like the 2/3?
It's a 2/3 for 2 and a green. When it ETBs, mill 3 cards, and you may return a land card from your graveyard to your hand.
Yep.
Wow.
That's okay. Leading the green pack.
Shadow Beast Sighting. I do quite like Shadow Beast Sighting. It makes a 4/4 and then you flashback for another 4/4.
Yep.
That's a lot of 4/4s.
And green's like, hey, my thing is big.
That's big. What my thing? It big.
Harvesttide Sentry is next for green.
Yeah, this is the 3/1 for 1 and a green. It can't be blocked by creatures with power 2 or less if you have Coven.
Yep. And Duel for Dominance, a green fight spell.
Obviously, it's an instant.
Yeah.
I feel like this is how, when they were putting together this set, they're like, this is how desperate green is to be better, that we're going to give you an instant fight spell at 1 and a green.
Yeah, they normally don't.
No, and it could potentially put a +1/+1 counter on something.
Yeah.
Like, that's, for green's removal, that's, like, pretty far up there in terms of power level.
So there you go. Those are the commons you should have your eye out for to push you into any colors if you're questioning if you're open in your draft. We've already mentioned some of these cards that we're going to just briefly touch on here. These are underrated commons. So these are cards that go 6 pick or later and yet contribute to a 56% or more win percentage.
Ooh.
So, we told you there'd be data. In blue, that's Larder Zombie.
Wow.
I love the little pickle boy. People slept on him for about a week and now people are like, oh yeah, this card can do a lot of things. It can enable your flashback.
People sleep on the pickle boy.
Can we please make a Good Luck High Five shirt that says don't sleep on the pickle boy?
Yes, absolutely. Can it be in like spooky old fashioned monster, yes, like monster movie?
Yes.
But don't sleep on the pickle boy.
Not even Magic absolutely players would get it. That's how deep this
but
cut
I'm
is.
I'm going to design this shirt.
Okay, great. I'll Megan's
design
making
this
it
shirt. I'm very excited for it already, actually. Don't sleep on the pickle boy.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So yeah, or you can stop yourself from flooding or being
this is
screwed.
The single blue 1/3 defender. Tap 3 untapped creatures you control. Look at the top card of your library. You may put it into your graveyard. Very powerful. Don't sleep on the
pickle. We've already talked about Shipwreck Sifters. We've talked about Flip the Switch and Startle.
Wow. Some great cards.
And they do go late.
And I was going to say, but like you said, it's because blue is so deep.
Yeah.
And there are better cards than this in blue that you are picking first. And then these come around and you're like, still great.
There's just so much blue that you're like, oh, well, here we go.
I mean, I do love when there's so much blue.
That's true.
Yes.
White only has Blessed Defiance.
Okay. Which, goodbye.
Fine. Black, No Way Out, and Bat Whisperer.
No Way Out. I love anything that incidentally makes decayed zombies. It's like Black's thing.
Yep. Absolutely.
No Way Out is the one that makes them discard two.
Yes.
And you get a decayed zombie. Like, it's great.
I will say worse. I don't know. I was going to say worse than usual because sometimes you don't mind discarding because of Disturb or Flashback.
Yeah.
But
also, like, you get that zomb.
But also you get that zomb. So, like, maybe it's a wash.
You get that zomb. You get that zomb. And Bat Whisperer. I love Bat Whisperer, too.
Yeah, it's great.
Any incidental creature. This one, your incidental, is a little bat.
He's a little one-one bat.
He's a little bat.
Very cute.
Just one little bat.
Red, Neonates, Rush, end of list.
Okay.
Green, Eccentric Farmer, and Harvestide Sentry that we talked about.
Ooh.
And Multicolor, Winterthorn Blessing.
I could not even begin to tell you what Winterthorn Blessing does.
Oh, I could, because I made such a sweet deck that didn't get 7 wins, but was really sweet and cool. This is the Simic colored 2 mana, Sticky Tap. Put a +1/+1 color.
Wow. No idea this card existed.
Yeah.
Blue, green, like you said, sorcery, put a +1/+1 counter on up to one target creature you control, tap up to one target creature you don't control, and that creature doesn't untap during its controller's next untap step, flashback, 1 green, blue. Yeah. This is an uncommon, though.
Yeah, uncommon.
Wow.
But yeah, so, but I do love it.
Great.
It's really fun to play an aggressive
good
Simic
stuff,
deck.
But man.
There you go. Well, everybody, right. That's a look at some of our commons that to look out for if you're having a little trouble, and our thoughts on maybe how to get around that.
Although, why ask us? We're not winning anything. I'm not mad about it.
Look, all I can say is we have done our homework here.
We have.
We are listening to the data. We are going to take that. And we are going to say to ourselves, okay, maybe this is why we're losing. We have to be on the lookout for tricks. Got to play more carefully.
And we are always going to play as if they have Moonrager slash or
Lunar Frenzy.
Lunar Frenzy.
I'm gonna play always. Every game like I'm playing in the World Championship. And my name is Paulo Vitor Dama de Rosa, eating a bag of Doritos.
Oh, is your last name eating a bag of Doritos? Yeah.
When's the last time you had a Dorito?
Really good question.
Probably before the pandemic.
No. Whoa, maybe.
Because I'm like, I haven't personally purchased a bag of Doritos.
No, me neither. Wow.
But you will kind of like you get incidental Dorito, you know?
Yes, like you go to a party.
Exactly.
And there's Doritos.
There's Dorito.
There.
Or you're like, this is a corporate lunch. Here is your side of Doritos.
What corporate lunch are you going to? Where they're giving you a side bag of Doritos.
That's just the wrong word. I'm thinking of when you go and they give you a box lunch.
Okay,
you know?
Any event with, like a conference or whatever. A corporate lunch with a bag of...
You're like at some country club and you're like, excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Can you bring the Cool Ranch and the normal?
And the normal nacho cheese.
Nacho cheesier over, please. Yeah. Even though I don't think they make nacho cheesier anymore. Or Cooler Ranch. Do you remember those?
They have to. They make so many obscene Doritos.
I would like obscene ranch, please. Can you bring that over? I just want to taste it. Make sure it's not corked.
That was the original name of Hugh Hefner's home.
Obscene ranch. I swear to God, they don't make nacho cheesier anymore. I swear to God, even though it was, of course, as with Cooler Ranch, better than either nacho cheese or Cool Ranch, because it was just more of what you want on a Dorito. Oh my God. I hope it still exists. But something I read makes me think that it doesn't.
It does look very I do only see like the retro design.
Yeah. Maybe somebody can sell me one from 1992.
It does look like you can get them at walmart.com.
Okay. Are you lying to me, walmart.com?
Okay, let's see.
History, we're on the Wikipedia
flavors.
Now. Obscene ranch. That's
obscene
what I want.
Ranch. This is not.
Oh,
okay.
Doritos 3D. Wow.
This is, I wanted like a table of like,
I agree.
These are all of the
flavors.
Flavors and like if they're currently
being made. That would, somebody go into this Wikipedia article and fix this because this is a travesty what I'm looking at right now. This is not.
For a brief period in 2004, they introduced rolitos, which were corn chips shaped into tubes. Wow, like taquitos.
I don't remember that.
Like Takis, sorry. And taquitos are also rolled shaped. Yeah. Anyways, which included nacho cheesier.
Well,
but where is it now? The story of nacho cheese.
Where is the rest of the story of nacho cheesier?
Do Doritos nacho cheesier
exist?
Still exist.
Oh, and people have asked this question more than once. Wow, this also, it's just like not even a Googleable question.
This is 13 discontinued Doritos flavors.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, 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 okay. Obscene Ranch, number one. Grape,
a virus number from two. Whatever website I'm visiting. Sour cream and onion.
Oof.
Chester's cheese. Pizza Cravers and Taco Supreme. Jumpin' Jack cheese.
What in the world?
Rolitos.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Collisions.
What? That must be just like two in one.
Yeah, there are two. X-13D flavor experiment.
What did that taste like?
Introduced mystery chips that appeared in grocery stores in all black, unidentified bags with only the name Doritos X-13D flavor experiment and the tagline "Tasting Notes All American Classic" printed on them.
What? So it was like mystery it apparently Doritos.
Closely resembled a cheeseburger taste.
Okay, they could have just called it cheeseburger.
Yeah, late night all nighter cheeseburger.
The Quest.
Yeah. The Quest. Roulette. 3D Doritos.
Three Doritos.
Degree Burn. Smoky Red Barbecue.
Well, it's not on this list.
Wow, it's not on this list.
Okay, I'm going to Target after this. I need to know.
If you can get Doritos nacho cheesier.
This is just like driving me bananas. Can I still eat this?
Doritos. I'm just going to go to the Doritos home and attempt to purchase.
Facts about.
All right, products. Here we go.
Okay. This is all of them.
This is a lot.
There's probably like 50 different Dorito flavors at this point.
Okay. Are you ready? People, this is one of our longest tangents in a long time.
Yeah, but this is necessary.
Yeah.
What is this one? Just plain old nacho cheese. Yeah. Okay.
Doritos 3D Crunch Spicy Ranch. Doritos 3D Crunch Corn Snacks Chili Cheese Nacho.
Yeah, the really Flamin' Hot series.
Flamin' Hot Nacho. Flamin' Hot Limon. Nacho cheese, Cool Ranch, spicy sweet chili, Dinamita chili limon. That's their Taki.
Yeah.
Ripoff. Poppin' Jalapeno, spicy nachos.
I'm thinking they're not going to be there.
Blazin' Buffalo and Ranch. I've never seen that in my life.
It's blue.
Taco flavored, a Tapatio flavored, organic spicy white cheddar.
I tried.
Organic white cheddar. And salsa verde.
They're not there.
That's all. Okay. All right.
Okay. So this is the follow-up question I'm going to call 1-800-Doritos about is, did they just turn nacho cheesier into nacho cheese? Because they're like, what are we doing?
This is just a... I'm going to have to also go to Target and look at the selection of chips.
Maybe, like, we just always assumed it would be there because it was just a noticeably better Dorito.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe nacho cheesier just became nacho cheese.
The new nacho cheese.
Yeah, because there is a lot of nacho cheese on nacho cheese.
All right, we're going to investigate this further, everybody. We're going to update you next week.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Get ready for your Doritos update.
We're going to play Pick, Lick, or Flick today on Flavor Text Theater. With an Innistrad Midnight Hunt boostie. And this is where we just say, which of these three options would we pick? Lick or flick?
Yeah. Pick, it's like the correct pick if you're drafting.
Yeah.
Lick, best art. Flick, it just is
it's just
the
bad.
Worst of the three.
I'm just going to do a light shuff here so we don't just have all the rares and uncommons together. And this is
we
difficult.
We can also just kind of like a...
Oh, we can table shuffle it.
Or I was going to be like, here, like, don't look.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Option I'm one. Not. One.
Ooh. Ooh, well, you picked a mythic straight up.
Two.
Okay.
Eaten Alive. And three is, curse.
Okay.
Okay. Curse of Surveillance, Eaten Alive, and
Enduring Angel. And Enduring Angel is in foil. Eaten
These
Alive is in foil.
In foil, yeah.
And Curse of Surveillance is foil extended art.
Ooh, okay. Curse of Surveillance gets flicked and we're going to stop looking at it.
Bye. Yeah, I'm definitely picking the Enduring Angel.
Yeah, you have to.
Are you kidding me? That card,
amazing.
It's everything you want in a bomb, meaning that it will get you out of any scrape. It saves your life for a turn if you're going to die. It
literally saves your life.
Yeah. And it's a huge flyer.
And it's a huge flyer. So Enduring Angel, and I think art-wise, also, it's like the pick and the lick.
Yeah, it's gorge. But if
you have to lick a different one, then I guess...
I guess you're licking Eaten Alive.
I'm licking Eaten Alive before I'm licking Curse of Surveillance, I'll tell you that much.
Well, this has been a tough pick, lick, or flick, but okay.
It really
okay.
has.
I agree.
Okay, here we go.
All right, we've got...
Storm Skrillex, speaking just of, talking about you. Snarling Wolf, and... Ritual of Hope.
Once again, all foil.
Yes. And all these ones are not great.
No, I'm like actually wondering what you pick.
The Snarling Wolf is so cute. I lick Snarling Wolf. Look at how cute he is.
I've never really looked at him up close, but he's really cute.
Super cute.
Really cute.
He's so mad.
Very mad.
So mad.
Gosh, have you ever played Ritual of Hope? I have never put that card in a deck.
I definitely drafted a deck where I wished that I had one, yeah, but I never got it.
Either be +1/+1 or +2/+1 if you have Coven, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Storm Skrillex, which we were talking about earlier. Oops.
Man, I think I'm going to have to pick.
I just dropped it.
Ritual of Hope, because.
I think so. Just
I don't want to go into blue-red.
Because we just talked about the data about how Izzet is like a real bummer.
Real bummer.
And I do think if you early pick Ritual of Hope, you can start getting all of those like Clarion Cathars and stuff that we were talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Token makers.
Lots of token makers. I had a draft where I had 3 join the dance.
Wow.
That's where
that's
I never
cool.
got the Ritual of Hope.
Yeah, that's where you
for.
Want that.
But just look at this Snarling Wolf is, I cannot get over how cute it is.
Snarling Wolf is so mad. It's like
oh
when an,
God,
when an owl is
so mad,
mad and you're like, oh, you're so mad, but I cannot take you seriously
he's
because you're so,
so
cute.
Mad. Okay. Yeah.
So pick Ritual of Hope, lick Snarling Wolf, flick Storm Skrillex. Sorry.
Like, we're in a world where we're flicking a 2/4 flyer that gets bigger.
Yeah, it's that's unbelievable to me, honestly.
Absolutely.
That is not the case in other draft formats, for sure.
All right. Ooh, we have Shady Traveler in the Equinox.
Ooh, this is a 2/3 with Menace and Menace Daybound, and the other side is Menace Nightbound.
Rite of Harmony.
Ooh, speaking of.
And... Ooh, consider.
Consider. Okay. So the Shady Traveler has the Equinox treatment, like you said, 4/4 on the back, 2/3
in
the front.
Beautiful card.
2/3 in the streets, 4/4 in the sheets on that boy. Rite of Harmony, you love this art.
It's so beautiful.
The ghosts
this is the,
holding
this
hands.
Is the one that I'm licking because it's borderless. I love this art. It's
gorgeous.
Amazing.
And then consider.
Yes, which is single blue, instant, look at the top card of your library. You may put that card into your graveyard, draw a card.
Also great art. It goes without saying.
Yeah. Oh, it really is.
Gosh, I'm gonna. Oh, man.
I'm licking Rite of Harmony and picking Consider.
Yeah, I was like, I can't pick Rite of Harmony. That card doesn't do anything.
No.
But also this Equinox treatment.
Is really gorgeous.
It's so good. Especially on this foil, because the negative space is foil.
Oh, it's behind the really, things. It's really pretty.
All right, I'm gonna pick, I'll pick Consider as well. Shady Traveler is just kind of really meh. So we're just going to have to pick, lick, and flick the Shady Traveler. All right. As few meh cards there are in black in this set, that is one of them.
Ooh, a Suspicious Stowaway.
Ooh.
Also in Equinox.
Cool.
Ooh, foils, black and white swamp. this is a foil clue token. I'm not going to. Do we want to put that in there?
Foil
no, we can't because you can't pick
you
it.
You can't pick it.
Another
Equinox.
Yeah, another Equinox. Baneblade Scoundrel and Baneclaw Marauder.
So the Suspicious Stowaway, this card's pretty cool.
It is quite good.
I love this card. It's a 1/1 that can't be blocked whenever it deals combat damage to a player, draw a card, then discard. But the backside is a 2/1.
Can't be blocked. And whenever it deals combat damage, you draw a card straight
up. Picking that for sure.
Yeah.
Licking the swamp all day.
Gorgeous. And like, I'm so sad, but like this Baneblade... It's just like, even though it's this beautiful Equinox,
we have to flick it. This swamp is gorgeous.
It.
Oh,
it's
my
so pretty.
Gosh. This is the one that has Avacyn's symbol in the middle of a lake.
Oh,
situation. Swamp
I love
situation.
This Suspicious Stowaway.
Really
too,
pretty. Gosh, this is a gorgeous swamp. Okay.
Yeah. So pick Suspicious Stowaway.
Yep.
Lick the swamp.
Lick the swamp. Licking a swamp.
Lick
kids.
That swamp.
Ooh, beware if you lick
a
swamp.
Left. Here we go.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, Hordewing Skob.
Okay.
I have never
seen this card. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. I literally have never seen it.
Which is what we say when you if like if it's if you're into a format a little bit and like you've never seen a card,
never seen it,
doesn't exist. Olivia's Midnight Ambush, ooh.
Nice,
and Candle Grove ooh, Witch.
Okay, this is hard.
Okay, but here's Hordewing Scob.
Yeah, tell me who does since it doesn't exist. I don't know.
Four and a blue for a 3/3 flying. Other zombies you control have flying.
Oh.
Whenever one or more zombies you control deal combat damage to one or more of your opponents, you may draw cards equal to the number of opponents dealt damage this way. If you do, discard that many cards.
Okay.
That's pretty strong.
It's busted.
But you know what? I might still pick the ambush.
The ambush does kill it if it's night. Does win in the arena like sometimes.
The ambush is so, it's such good removal. Although, and this is 5 mana.
That's $5. That's kind of expensive in this day and age.
Obviously, we're licking this Candle Grove Witch. Look at her.
Yep. Equinox art once again. The
most beautiful thing.
That is, it's incredible. Yeah, I'm going to pick the Scob just because I love creatures so much.
Fair enough.
That sometimes they make bad decisions.
Yeah.
But it's really powerful.
It is super powerful. There's a chance, that, right? Like, I think that that's a very valid.
Yeah, if you get one hit in, then you've replaced it.
Right? Like, that could be, I could see either of these being the right thing. I love Olivia's Midnight Ambush.
It's so good.
So
look at this Candle Grove Witch, everybody. Do you see her?
So beautiful.
Gorge. Amazing. Absolutely gorge. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. Pick, Lick, or Flick with this collector booster, which.
Gorgeous.
Gosh, every time we crack
one. These Equinox frames, I can't.
This is so good.
This black and white swamp. I just need to suck it up and spend the gems on the black and white lands on
I
Arena.
Did the other day.
I haven't done it yet because I never spend money on aesthetics on Arena, but.
But look at it.
But it's so good. But it's so good.
Let's say thank you to Ultra Pro for being one of our incredible sponsors with this sound of a playmat coming out of a tube.
Ooh.
Nice.
I also have here some sleeves. I'll crinkle the sleeve package.
This is the mat that we've been showing off, but we didn't have in our grimy little hands until this week.
I hope you should have washed your hands, your grimy hands, before you touched this.
I said grimy this week. Last week they were sweaty. Wow. What will they be next week?
Who knows?
Come back and find out. But now we actually have it in-house.
Oh, it's the Arlen
double-sided
Equinox art, and it's...
Look at that.
It's just amazing. Like,
look at that.
Right? You can't appreciate this art until you see it this size. Truly.
Seriously.
It is unbelievable. Look, it's so beautiful.
We love the Equinox frame, but it does block a lot of this art.
And look at it.
Look at this horse.
Look at this horse.
This is incredible.
Look at this
the
horse.
The bushy tail. I'm being told by my producer this is actually a playmat.
This is a playmat. It's gorgeous. Ultra Pro. Go get yourself a beautiful double-sided playmat.
And every time you flip your Arlen, you have to flip your mat.
You have to flip your mat. You could play with the front side of the mat and then use the sleeves instead of the back side.
Oh, smart.
Look at how gorgeous it is.
Look at that combo.
Look at how good it looks. I can't.
Yeah, check out the link in our show notes. That's our affiliate link for Ultra Pro. This mat is incredible. These sleeves are incredible. Beautiful. Arlen's
all of
art
it,
is great.
All of it amazing.
We still can't get over
this
Arlen.
We're still gushing over this.
Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us today and listening to our episode. Hopefully, our pain for draft will be your gain.
I really hope so. Please let there be a reason why I have suffered.
Yeah, if you have any tips, you can tweet at us at GLHFMagic. Put them in the YouTube comments. If you're like, hey, this is how I've been approaching it, that has been working for me.
We would love to hear it.
Yeah, we'd love to hear it and update people next week.
Yeah. Thank you once again to everyone who is a patron, and especially to Simon and Antenna Theory.
Yes.
And thank you so very much to our amazing sponsors, Card Kingdom and Ultra Pro.
And thank you to our soon-to-be sponsor, Doritos, for supplying us with a lifetime supply of
nacho cheesier. Doritos, we await your call.